What did the Lord do with those that were saved from their sins? Of Acts 2, verse 38. Repent and be baptized for the remission of your sins. What did the Lord do with those people? Does not verse 47 in that same chapter of Acts 2 teach us that the Lord added daily to the church those that are being saved? Since the Lord added daily to their number, is it not the case that we need to appreciate where the Lord placed those that were saved from sin? Later, Paul will write in Ephesians 3, beginning verse 20, that we're to glorify God throughout all ages, world without end, in the church by Christ Jesus. In the church by Christ Jesus, world without end. Not sometimes in the church and most of the time out. Not sometimes in and sometimes out. But in the church, glorify God throughout all ages, world without end. The book of Revelation is just the test ground to tell us about the seven churches in Asia Minor. Those seven congregations at Ephesus and Smyrna and Pergamos and Thyatira and Sardis and Philadelphia and Laodicea, do they not teach us the message of the Lord and how the Lord said he would honor them and he would save them if they would obey him? Otherwise, he'd remove their candlestick from out of its place. And look back in Revelation chapter 1 and the last two verses and note the candlestick represented the identity of the church belonging to the Lord. Do you belong to the Lord? Is your religious practice and activity in keeping with what you read in the New Testament of your Bible? Do you risk the candlestick, the church, of which you're a member, losing its identity with the Lord? Let's change the things that we believe and practice and do for the favor of what the Lord teaches in his word and identify the saved added to the Lord's church and be faithful in his church.